had about every 15 minutes you had to call the class up, you know, and had them recite.
What subjects were hers then?
Well, it was reading, writing, and arithmetic, and geography, and physiology, history, grammar.
Boy, how many students would be in a school like this?
Sometimes as many as 50.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, she had 8 grades. It was a task.
And she just taught them all these things?
Yes.
Huh?
In this one room, you know.
Yeah.
One big room.
All these people in. Mm-hmm. There was one good thing about it. The kids in the third grade could hear what the kids in the eighth grade were studying.
Yeah, that helped a lot. Mm-hmm.
They got to teach each other.
Yes. I know the many times I knew my multiplication table before I got to it, you see, hearing the others recite it. There's something a little bit good in the one-room schools, really.
Yeah.
That's all my husband and I ever attended was a one-room school, the eighth grade. So far, we were sorry we did not get to go to high school, but our parents didn't think we should. They didn't think they could afford it.
Well, you know, I'm convinced, although I teach in the college, that it's not how far you go in your formal education, it's how much you learn.
Well, I was a great reader, and I read everything all my life that I could get a hold of, and that helped me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed with your books here.
I take all the good magazines, always have, for my children. We always had good literature in the home, good books to read.
You just more or less taught yourself.
Yes, and I don't use very good English.
Fiddly-dee. You know, that somebody has made up his mind that he's going to do something, and then he goes ahead and does it, and you say, did that happen accidentally? And you'd say, no, he
planned it,
and then he did it. Not accidentally,
voluntarily. Did it voluntarily.
Or on purpose?
On purpose, yes, on purpose. On purpose.
How would you find out, or what would you ask if you wanted to know the man's intentions about this?
You mean deliberately? Do you mean did he mean to do it?
Yeah, did he mean to do it?
Mean to do it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Is that a correct expression? Did he mean to do it?
I think so.
Did he intend?
Or did he intend to do it? Or was he fixing to do it?
Yeah.
This is a little lower level. Or was he aiming to do it?
Yeah, aiming.
The last two, I think, would be regional expressions.
Yeah.
Generally southern. What did you call it when some child would go up to the teacher and tell the teacher what the other children had done?
Well, you call that tattling.
And what did you call the person who did this?
Tattletale. Tattletale.
Yeah, I think I've got two of them in my house.
Tattletale.
They come tell on each other.
On each other, yes.
When your boys went out in the morning, probably they didn't always wear the clothes that they should. Did you ever give them a sweater and to make sure that they wore it, stand at the door and say, here, I want you to
wear this.
Or don't put it on your, don't carry it on your arm. You just stand there and go ahead and
put it on. Yeah, put it on.
What did you say they did to your bridge down here this morning?
They laid an iron